Corby is in for Donnie today. Yeah. You got to turn on your own mic.
Man, I'm going to get carpal tunnel working from 9 to 1.
And I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, Dylan.
It's the Corby and Matt show today. Roll until 1 o'clock. We'll have a little World Cup conversation. I know you want to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that here in 15 minutes or so. But on Thursdays at this time, we find out if I am the jerk. Or maybe you are. Am I the jerk? You can always send yours in if you've encountered something and you don't know. Am I the jerk 1310 at gmail.com. So David writes in. He says, here's his scenario. And this is larger gas station, as you might imagine. This is one of those gas stations that has a gazillion spots.
Okay.
So he says that his kids are obsessed and they go every year on the way to camp. My wife and kids go in while I fill up the car. He goes, it feels like most of the people that shop at this place are jerks because they fill up their car and then leave the car there at the fill up spot while they go in to shop. And as we know, some of these bigger places like
this. Oh, instead of parking the car.
Right. They leave it at the pump, and this certain place may have essentially a store inside where you can shop and you could spend half an hour.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before. I think there's a fine line here to me where if you are in that scenario and you are getting gas and you want to run in real quick and there's not a ton of people waiting on the pumps, then okay. But if it's obvious, you see a couple cars driving around, you look around and most of the pumps are taken, you should move your car to go park it and open up the pump.
I 100% agree. And here's what's flabbergasting me about this. There are so many pumps. So you're telling me there are times when...
I can't imagine at this place that would ever happen.
Seriously.
Honestly.
Like it's the most ridiculously American thing of all time to have 800 pumps.
Right.
And then there are people still circling looking for a place to pull in.
Now, normal gas stations, it is, especially in peak times... You need to move your car if you're going inside after you fill up.
Yeah, agree.
Or if you're going to go inside first and then fill up. But there is a difference, of course, because some people still do the thing where they will run in and pay cash and be like, hey, I need whatever on pump 4. Okay, that's different, but you're coming right back out.
All right, the place you're talking about has about 120 gas pumps.
Right, and I can't...
120! Like, we're so used to going to a 7-Eleven where
right. It's...
3 or 4, maybe.
I can't imagine that you would ever go to one and every single pump is taken, but perhaps it is.
A lot of times they are set up in that, like, 3-lane thing, and if somebody has stopped at the front and the back, and now you're talking about if the other side is full as well, now somebody can't get to that middle one. So there are times where they're not all full, but we're all still being jerks and blocking off spaces to be advantageous for people.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think... Yeah, that particular dude, not a jerk, but I do think he's addressing jerk behavior.
This is the other thing that I don't get about those places, and really places like that in general, is that if I'm driving somewhere, and typically if you're going to, you know, a Buc-ee's or whatever it is, I feel like you're on a trip. Right? Because it's not like they're right next door to you.
Maybe. I live like 3 minutes from one in Denver.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I live really close to one, yeah.
But I feel like that every time I see one, it's you're on some sort of adventure.
Right.
And if I'm on an adventure, especially with my family, I am on a clock. I am trying to make time.
Yes.
And I don't have time for you to run in anywhere.
It's like the last vestige of the giant yarn ball. It's the last place that you want to stop and spend 30 minutes.
Right.
In
not 30 minutes, but when we used to go to Arkansas a lot, when I was doing that, we would stop at the one out in Roy City all the time, and we would get food for the trip. And we always just liked doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Were you hauling kids?
No. I don't know.
If you were, okay.
But I've always, like, when I've taken my son places and I have to do that, there are times where I'd be like, all right, this is what you can get. Here, we're going in, go get it, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, and that's it.
It's a pit stop.
Right. And there's a
reason you call it a pit stop.
We might when we've done this with our kids, we always sell it to them as we will either go there on the way to where we're going or on the way back. We're not doing both. I'm not going to waste an hour, hour and a half of our full time
in
the Beaver's gas station.
Right.
And I used to pull the trick, not necessarily at that place, but other places we'd drive by when he was little and he wanted to go somewhere like, oh, they're closed today. He'd be like, well, there's people there. And I'd go, oh, well, they just closed. So those people, they got there before they closed.
They're doing maintenance.
And that worked until, now he's like, they're not closed. I'm like,
oh. He's like 27. I don't think they're closed.
All right. So our next one here. Try to shorten this up a little bit. So the dude's watching a game at a local bar and restaurant, one of the World Cup games. Says the place was packed. My wife, another couple, and I, they were on the patio. So four of them on the patio. There was a low fence separating a narrow counter running along the perimeter. Says the only place for him to stand was directly in front of a woman who was on the other side of the fence. He said, if I stood with my group around the table at the end of the patio, then that would completely block her view. So it sounds like this is like a stand-up place where they were standing around a table. And he's like, okay, well, if I stand...
Watching like the U.S. game week? Okay.
If I'm standing at the table of my group, I block this lady who was there before us, but she's on the other side of the fence. He said, oh, we were interacting. I was trying not to go over, but I'd lean over and talk to somebody in my group, celebrate a play, whatever, and I would get in front of her and block her line of sight. Each time she would yell, I was here first. This happened many times, so I decided, you know what, whatever. I moved in next to my wife and my friend so I can enjoy the game with them. As soon as I did that, she became irate, started yelling repeatedly, I was here first, I'm a paying customer. I pointed out to her, just move down a little bit, and there's plenty of space, there's no one there, you can see the game just fine. She became even more upset and threatened to call the police. Other patrons who had witnessed this interaction started chiming in and supported my side of the argument. Am I the jerk for eventually standing with my group after initially going out of my way to avoid blocking her view? And he does point out that this was someone who was, I guess, visiting from another country. And so he wasn't sure how much she was understanding and perhaps that contributed to it.
Like a country that doesn't predominantly speak English?
Correct, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So I would say,
what country are we talking about? Does he imply anything one way or the other?
He implies that it's of an Asian
okay.
persuasion.
So probably Japan or South Korea.
It's a weird place to pause.
Yeah, tighten that up.
We'll clean that up in post. Don't worry about it.
Look, this makes me nervous hearing stories like this because I get nervous like at a concert.
Yeah,
if you're standing there, you know, in like the GA area,
right.
And you've been there for a long time, and you've been there long enough to where you kind of know the people around you, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, someone just walks up and stands in front of you.
Yes, drives me insane.
Yes, and it's the rudest,
right.
most awful thing ever to do something like that. And so I do think you have to pay attention to who was there first.
Right.
Right? I think that is part of it.
It sounds like he did that for a bit.
Yeah.
But the other person has to realize that if you can tell that they're obviously with this group, they keep leaning over talking to him, but they're not standing in my way except when they lean over.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be a little bit of understanding on both of them.
Did they ever say that? Calm down, Greg, it's soccer.
USA! USA!
So, yeah,
it's a weird situation.
And he also sets it up to where I can't in my head envision what he's talking about with the fences.
Right,
and
I'm trying to figure out exactly what that would be if they're both at the same restaurant, but there's a lower level that's divided, and the only TV she could look at was one that her angle was you're directly in front of it.
That's my big question is how many screens are we talking about here? It feels like you could have, somebody could have moved to a slightly different position to find a screen to look at, right? If it's a big soccer watch party.
And do you got, like, for me, my wife is short. She's like 5'3".
Yeah.
And I, like, in a situation like that or in any situation where her sight line is compromised, I get the willies when somebody walks up and stands in front of her, especially with a cowboy hat or something like that. And I'm like, oh God, I'm going to say something now. I don't want to say anything.
Like, hey man, do you mind?
Sir, will you please?
Or you try to move and be like, hey, do you
want to
stand where I'm standing? Can you see better if I stand behind the guy?
We do all that. Yes. Yeah, the switcheroos. That, right? And
do you want me to put you on my shoulders?
Yeah. Right.
And the people behind us can't see.
Right.
Yeah. That's a weird one. I don't necessarily think that he's a jerk, but it kind of...
It sounds like the woman may have been smaller, too.
Yes, and...
The way you described her, of an Asian persuasion.
Yes.
Typically, they're a little shorter.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
He can say that, though.
I'm Asian, so...
That's right, you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I don't know the answer to this other...
I'm going to say you're not a jerk. It sounds like you attempted to handle the situation correctly.
Yes.
So props.